IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Phumelelo Zikalala, founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, and also a very good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you so much, and thank you for making time. I know that it's cold, and we're in a studio, so I'm not sure if it's wet outside, but I know it's very cold. So firstly, thank you so much. And today we've been chatting about firearm licenses and obtaining firearm licenses, and I'd like to just chat to you a bit more about it. And is it difficult to obtain a firearm license for an individual these days?
I don't think it's difficult, but I definitely do think it's a bit tedious and a bureaucratic process, because one has to start with the training. After you've received the training, then there's an assessment which is done after you've made your application. It is even before you go and buy your gun. So it's quite a tedious process that you have to go through, but which is required, because what we need to do as part of that assessment, we need to assess, are you a sound mind? Then you need to go and look at your track record, a person who's behaving. Do you have any criminal matters which are pending against you? Have been convicted of a crime that maybe have disbarred you or cannot enable you to own a gun? Do you have any protection orders which are pending against you? And then it's the training part, taking into account or asking the question, do you even know how to use the equipment, which is a gun in this case? Do you know how to keep it safe so that you don't hurt yourself and those that are near you? So the whole firearm license process is in that particular manner. They are basically designed to say, let's be safe at all times, and let's make sure that it is the individual that are deserving of guns which are able to have them.
That is reassuring. And I mean, I know part of the process, for example, used to be a home inspection to check if you've got a bolted down safe, and the police would actually come to your home. Does this still happen? I mean, do they actually physically come and check, for example?
It ought to happen. And there's a sad part of that. In any regulatory process, the effectiveness of that regulatory process depends on the people utilizing it and the people who are supposed to monitor that will actually have those particular compliance issues. So the police individuals or the policemen are supposed to come to your house to check whether you do have a bolted down safe. Maybe have a bit of a chat with your spouse, with your kids here and there, your neighbors, just to check what type of person are you. Are you prone to any maybe excessive drinking? Are you prone to any violence that is there? So I think it is part of the process. In fact, if you look at the relevant legislation that deals with this particular matter, I think it's the Firearms and Ammunition Act. Your section 109.115.116 is very specific as to the type of inspections that have to be there. And in certain instances, you don't even need a warrant. If as a policeman you are on duty, you have a reasonable suspicion that there may be a gun there, and you want to check whether the gun is stored in a nice and safe, in a proper and safe place, then you ought to go and investigate what type of manner is whether there's compliance with the relevant thing. If not, then take precaution.
That's such that is a good point. And what happens with firearms now in a deceased estate? And I mean, I know there used to be this amnesty, which has expired a couple of years ago, but a deceased estate, what would happen if you inherit firearms, for example, and you just don't want them, or you want them?
Now, let's start with the process where you want to actually keep it.
Right.
Then you need to possess a license. So it's like driving a car. If you want this car, you have to have a driver's license. You have to go through the adequate training, and after you've received your training and you've got your license, then you can be able to own it. Now, in instances where you say, this gun is left by my parents, I don't want it anymore, the perfect way to handle it is to go to the police station and say to the policeman, there's a gun which is in my house, which is in my safe. Yes, I do have access to it, but I do not want to drive around with it and take it to the police station. Can you be able to come and fetch it? They're obliged to assist you, because all that you are doing is to make sure that you are carrying it safely. Another thing that you are running away from, if you are stopped by the police in that process of carrying the gun to the police station, you can actually be arrested and be charged with possession of a firearm when you don't have a license to possess that firearm. So it actually helps you to make sure that you stay on the right side of the law if you then involve the police earlier on and say to them, this is the process that has happened. Even if you still want to apply for a gun license, because it doesn't take a short amount of time for a license to be issued, it's much more advisable either to go to the police again and say, can you please keep it safe for me? If you don't trust them, a gunsmith is always a person who can be able to handle those guns on your behalf, because there's a relevant permit in order that allows them to store a high number of guns while you're still in the process of getting your gun license yourself. So it's always advisable. Go to the police will be able to advise you. If they say they want to keep the gun for safekeeping, I would recommend that you do that. The last thing that you want to happen is that if another set of policemen come into your house with or without a search warrant, find the gun, you are going to be charged with the crime of being in possession with a firearm without a license.
I think that this discussion has been so, so important. And you've raised such relevant points. And Pumelelo Zikalala, founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited, thank you for your insight and for really giving us a little bit more information and to our listeners. And please have a very good evening. And thank you so much.